9 key areas where trust can be broken. When you think about your spouse breaking trust, there are usually a couple of key areas that spring to mind first. The reality is that trust can be broken in many areas, and being aware of this or recognizing this in your marriage allows you to build a stronger foundation.
Truth, physical intimacy, finances, emotional intimacy, priorities, parenting, spiritual intimacy, confidentiality, outside interests. The lying, the affairs, the finances, those are the ones that often spring to mind first. The ones that seem so obvious, you can't miss them. But what about the rest of the list? It's when we get into these others that the water gets a little murky for some. You might not see these as areas where trust can be broken. What does that mean? How does one break trust in regard to priorities or parenting? What do you mean by spiritual intimacy or confidentiality? We're going to dig into each one of these in detail. Truth. Not telling the truth when your spouse asks or omitting bits and pieces when questioned. This is the big one. And the reason that it gets mentioned first is that all of the other areas where trust can be broken involve some aspect of keeping the truth from your spouse. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. It's been said in every court scene you can remember. And yet in our personal lives, there's a tendency to fudge things, sometimes a little and sometimes a lot. People lie to protect their spouses. They lie to protect themselves. They even lie to protect others. The problem with lying, with breaking trust and not telling the truth, is that the truth always comes out some way, somehow. Phones get left out. Bills come to the house. That other woman or man makes a phone call. Someone sees you. I've often shared with our coaching clients that General Petraeus, who was former head of the CIA, this is a man who had access to every form of hiding equipment and techniques, and yet his affair was splashed across headlines around the world. Do not be fooled into thinking that your lies will never be discovered, that you've got some kind of magical power to avoid the truth. If you want to avoid the stress that comes from not telling the truth, don't lie. More importantly, if you want to have a relationship, a marriage with a rock-solid foundation, choose integrity always. Choose truth over protecting yourself. Choose to live a life where you don't have to lie. Physical intimacy. Having physical relations with anyone besides your spouse. Your body is for your spouse alone. Sex with someone else, that's a big no-no. But so are those lingering hugs, the pat on the arm, a stolen kiss. If you wouldn't want your spouse to find out that you've done this with someone else, don't do it. When you enter into the covenant of marriage, you have made a promise to yourself, to your spouse, and to God that you will forsake all others. That means that there are no other options for you for your physical needs. Seeking physical satisfaction through anyone or anything else is a breach of trust. But you might be thinking, Tony and Lisa, my spouse doesn't touch me anymore. I need sex and we've been sexless for so long. I can't remember the last time we hugged, held hands, or kissed. I get it. We've been there. You still don't have permission to seek connection in this way outside of your marriage. You made a covenant with your spouse. Your job is to honor that covenant, to work through and work in whatever the challenges are that the two of you are facing. It is better to tackle the tough issues in your marriage than to create a monster in having a physical affair and ruining many people's lives. And yes, I'm also talking about solo masturbation for both men and women. This is seeking to have your needs met physically outside of your marriage. You are not allowing your spouse to meet those needs for you. Satisfying yourself physically without your spouse is not what marriage is supposed to be about. Anytime that you substitute another person or a fantasy of another person, and that's the pornography, the erotica, the chat rooms, you're breaking trust in regard to the physical intimacy of your marriage. Finances. Keeping secrets about money from your spouse. Money. It's that loaded word. It can be a challenge to maintain financial fidelity in the marriage. You want this or that, and you keep purchases hidden in the trunk of the car. Maybe you split up purchases so that there's no large dollar amounts showing up on any one particular credit card bill. You come up with excuses about where something came from or even when you got it. You think to yourself, a little extra here or there, this won't hurt anything. Or will it? The short answer is yes. Keeping any type of secret about your finances from your spouse is a breach of trust. Why? Because it impacts how the two of you relate to one another, because it becomes a source of tension in the marriage. Because at the end of the day, you know that you need a certain amount of money to run your household, to provide for one another and your kids. We had a client who shared this story with us. And as you know, throughout these modules, we've been sharing different client stories. And in this case, the husband started noticing that the grocery bill seemed very high. Mm-hmm. He shared with us that all of a sudden there was this spike in the groceries. And when he would question his wife about what's going on, there would always be explanations of, well, you know, groceries have gotten more expensive and, you know, our kids are growing. And there was always some way to explain the high grocery bill. And all this time, the grocery bill is going up, you know, roughly anywhere between $50 to $100, $150 every single trip. And he's just looking at the line item in the budget going, wow, we're spending a lot on food. And it turned out that this wife was actually taking a cash withdrawal every time she went to the grocery store. You know, that cash back part? That's what she was doing. And it was being used to fund her affair. And she had discovered that this was an easy way to fund this without the transgressions showing up on the credit card statements, right? There's no record of it. It just shows up at the grocery store and we can explain that away. And as the husband discovered this financial infidelity, as this started to come out, all of a sudden, the husband realized that his marriage had much, much bigger issues than just the financial infidelity. Emotional intimacy, turning toward another for emotional support. Maybe some of you have said things like this: I can't talk to you like I can talk to him. She gets me. I can really open up to him or her. I find myself more and more talking about my marriage and the challenges that I'm facing with my spouse. This other person has become my best friend. Nothing physical has ever happened, but I feel like they know me better than my spouse does. I can tell him or her anything, and there's no judgment, no backlash. When you start turning to another person to meet your emotional needs, when you check out of the emotional side of your marriage, you are breaking trust. You are breaking your vows. This is an area that often starts out without little thought given to it, and it turns into a giant problem. It's having that lunch with a coworker. It's the work husband or the work wife. It's talking to another parent with a kid on the team. It's volunteering together and finding out that you have so much in common. And then you continue to share. You share your most intimate emotional self with this other person, shutting out your spouse in the process. And as the emotional dependence on this other person grows, you distance yourself from your spouse. You begin to look at them differently, more and more shutting them out of what is going on with you. Priorities, putting other people or things before your relationship. Let's face it, there are a lot of demands on your time and a lot of times when it's hard to put the marriage first. In our first book, Stripped Down, 13 Keys to Unlocking Intimacy in Your Marriage, we wrote about how you had to have God at the center of your marriage, then your spouse, then your kids, work, and everything else. No one gets married to be at the bottom of somebody else's priority list. Choosing to always put the kids or work or even other activities ahead of your marriage and your spouse is a breach of trust. When you said that you would forsake all others, this meant that all other things, you would put those aside to put your spouse and your marriage first. Now, it is understandable that there are seasons where other things may come before your marriage. It's important, though, for the foundation to be solid, for the two of you to have strategies in place so that you can come back to one another. For example, Tony and I often find ourselves having to double check where our priorities are, and we've come up with a strategy that works for us.
Yeah, and for us, over time, if we feel that we're getting some distance in between us, we've come up with this strategy, and we call it walk and talks. So it's a time that we are able to get out, we're walking, we're moving, and in the process, we're able to start talking. It may be something very minor, it may be bigger stuff, and yet through these walks and talks, we have found a way that we are moving our bodies forward, we're working through what's coming up, and we're disengaged in a confrontational manner because of our motion moving forward, and we're not face to face. We're side to side. We're walking and talking together, coming up with solutions that we can use for ourselves in our marriage together.
So when one of you is continuously putting work or the kids ahead of the marriage, there's no sense of security there. There's no foundation. The relationship feels fragile and is fragile. Parenting. How you treat the kids is an extension of how you treat one another. Kids. They bring a whole new dimension to the marriage and can be one of the easiest ways in which you see broken trust. Just like no one expects to get married to be at the bottom of the to-do list, no one chooses to create children with the expectation that their spouse will be absentee in the child's life, effectively forcing them to be a single parent. And when I say being an absentee parent, in this case, I'm referring to choosing other things or people ahead of your family. It's choosing not to take an active role in your children's lives. It's choosing to tell them that you are too busy. It's choosing to let things parent your children instead of your involvement in their lives. And yes, I am talking about the electronic babysitter, the phones, the tablets, and things like that. It's choosing not to provide emotional support or encouragement to your child. It's choosing not to be there for them when they need you the most. Breaking trust in your parenting impacts all of you. Your spouse realizes that family is not important to you. Your child realizes as well that they are not important to you. And just like in the module on trust not existing in a vacuum, your relationship with your family does not exist in a vacuum. Those dominoes that are getting knocked down can cause harm that goes very deep and takes a long time to heal from. Spiritual intimacy, sharing matters of faith, of prayer, and of spiritual matters. Your prayer life, your faith walk, raising your children in faith, choosing to honor and respect each other in this area of your marriage. I've heard from too many couples where one spouse promised that they would attend church. They promised that their faith would be a priority. They promised that they would raise kids in the church. And then, not so much. Faith, prayer, spiritual life, these are not little things to be tossed around on a whim. If you're being completely honest with yourself and your beloved prior to marriage about your intentions, telling them what you think they want to hear, and then after the I do's and the big party, you start singing a different tune, that is a breach of trust. Your spouse has trusted you with their spiritual life as well as their physical life. It's no small matter. More and more couples want to share their faith with their spouse. They want it to be an active and integral part of their marriage and are marrying only to find out that what they thought was the case really isn't what they got. As in all of these areas that we're discussing, realize that you have an incredible responsibility to your spouse to honor your vows, to maintain the trust that they have given you in each area, including your spiritual intimacy. Confidentiality, sharing the secrets of your marriage to anyone who will listen. And the big word for this is gossip. Talking about your spouse, not to solve the problem, but just to vent. Talking about your marriage, just to have something to talk about when you're out with your girlfriends or your buddies. Sharing those most intimate aspects of your marriage. Talking bad about your spouse, ever or to anyone. These are all ways in which a breach of confidentiality leads to broken trust. It's one thing to seek out the help of a coach or a pastor to get help in a particular area of your marriage. It's something we encourage, and we've even done it ourselves. It's a whole nother story, though, when you're just talking about your marriage and sharing the intimate details. You know, the ones that I'm talking about, the ones where in the back of your head that you hope this doesn't get back to him or her. It's running to your girlfriend or your buddies when the two of you have had a fight and saying something like, "You won't believe what he or she just did." It's turning to your parents with the same kind of situation and ragging on your spouse. This isn't just violating the sacredness of your marriage. It's causing those other people to see your spouse in a completely different way. One that is not so easy to change once the two of you have made up and moved through. Other interests. Putting other people or things before your relationship. This is similar to priorities, but I want you to understand that it's very, very important that you do have interests outside of your marriage. In fact, I beg of you to not rely on your husband or wife to be your everything. They can't do it. They're only human. And so you've got to have a balance. It's important, ladies, for you to get together with your girlfriends. And guys, go out and shoot a round of golf. Take a hike, join the PTA, volunteer, have these other interests. Just don't be so busy doing that you forget to be present in your marriage. Because all of those things that I just mentioned are important and they're worthwhile. And you've probably thought of 5 or 10 other ones that you do in your own life. The problem begins when these activities, when these other interests become more important than your marriage. When doing things with and for other people is more important than doing things with and for your spouse, you have a problem. It's a problem where the commitment to the marriage is not there. It's a breach of trust in that your spouse does not feel valued or desired for their role in your life. So your action step is to identify the areas where trust has been broken in your marriage or the areas where your marriage is most vulnerable. Knowledge is power. You've heard it said. And knowing where your marriage has been vulnerable or where it has the potential for vulnerability allows the two of you to be proactive. It allows you to be deliberate in shoring up those areas, to make decisions that are going to build trust instead of tearing it down. Are finances an issue? Devise a cash plan that you both discuss and implement. Priorities a struggle? It's time to make a plan so that your actions match your words. Maybe emotional intimacy is your challenge. You need to set up guardrails around friendships with the opposite sex. What you know about your marriage allows you to create the marriage that you desire.